I absolutely love that song we were just singing. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come among us. Your rule and reign. Your power displayed. Your kingdom among us. When you sing that, when you say your rule and reign, what do you think about? His rule and reign over what or who? Or how do you? Me. Amen. Let it come over me. Amen. Rule and reign in my heart. Anything else? Rule and reign over darkness. Yes. Demonstrate his rule and his reign over every power and work of darkness. Yes. You know, the word kingdom is the king's dominion. Really, it's his dominion. It's absolute. For this reason was the Son of God manifest, that he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. Thank you, Gus. In me, on me, in you, around you. Everywhere we set our foot, we're taking it for the kingdom of God. Because he owns every square inch of this planet and everything on it, everything in it. Amen. Amen. There is not a millimeter of this planet that does not belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's his. There is not a creature, four-footed, six-legged, or single-celled, that does not come under the dominion of our Lord. It's all his. Like that guy in Braveheart. It's mine. It's all mine. Well, that's Jesus. It's mine. It's my planet. My universe. It's all mine. Oh, man. That's a good reason to come to church, isn't it? Hallelujah. Good reason to be the church. We were in Baltimore the other day, and as we were going up to University of Maryland for Laura's sonogram, I was passing by this woman who was just kind of sounded like she was talking out of her mind a little bit. She was just sitting on the side as we passed her by, and it sounded like she was trying to beg from us, but her rant was so disconnected that it just, and you know, sometimes you just get in the flesh. You try to be compassionate and all, but sometimes you just get in the flesh, and I just got a little, I don't know, I just got a cold heart towards it, and just walked by and thought, you know, you really, if you're gonna beg, you should like take some classes or something, because that just does not, you know, it's just, isn't that terrible? All right, now, am I alone? Poor girl, and I don't know, you know, but you know, but I thought about that. I was like, wow, God. Am I just being discerning, or was I kind of cold there? I don't know, you know? And I really wrestled with that. But I just thought, you know, if you're going to beg from me, like, you know, kind of move me a little bit, you know, touch my heart or something. Don't, like, talk all that kind of weird nonsense and stuff. But what do? You know, I mean, she obviously was in need. And it just really made me chew on that for a long time. And then, ironically, as I was studying our passage from the Gospel of Mark today, we find a man who's very revered in Scripture, who leaves quite a legacy in Scripture, and I was amazed at one of the parallels that I found between that man and that woman out on the street who was ranting at me. So it's very humbling. We just don't know. We just don't know who it is God might put in our path. So, ouch. Oh, you know, straighten what has been put out of the way here. So let's dive right into this passage in Mark. Let's find out what in the world I'm talking about. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. I'm hoping to time this so that when we get to Easter, we'll be right at the end of the Gospel of Mark, where he's crucified and risen from the dead. But this is just an amazing story, amazing account. Mark 10, 46. Now they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Rise. He's calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." And then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Amen. Amen. Doesn't that sound exciting? Can you just imagine yourself there with the multitude on that road to Jericho, wind just kind of whipping up the dust in the road? People surrounding you, pressing in, probably donkeys and animals. A little on the hot side, you're in Palestine. And you're standing there with your very own eyes, seeing this amazing miracle take place. Now, as I was reading this story, I wonder if, as we were talking about various people in this account, your heart went to various states of maybe compassion, maybe criticism, maybe encouragement or wanting to cheer along, or maybe disdain. So I want to kind of look at some of the people in this passage and just kind of get an idea of your reaction and your thoughts about them. Are you cool with that? I mean, I know I'm up here, but hey, we're all here together. Church doesn't have to be a spectator thing. It ought not be a spectator thing. We are the church. So let me get your thoughts on a couple ideas here. First of all, here's this multitude. Great multitude. Not just a multitude, great multitude. Whole bunch of people. They're on the road to Jericho. There was actually two Jerichos. There was the old Jericho that was destroyed. There was several kind of renovations. One was slightly apart from that one. So they were leaving the old one, coming towards the new one when you harmonize the Gospels. And these people, here's Bartimaeus. Now Bartimaeus, he's the son of who? Timaeus. Bar means son. And Bartimaeus is son of Timaeus. Kind of like Barnabas. Translated was a son of encouragement. Timaeus was an honorable name, a name for an honorable man. You might say that he was a son of honor, something very honorable about this man. And in fact, he's very famous in Scripture. Everybody has heard of him. And he's sitting there, but at this point in his life, he's a beggar. Matthew actually tells us that there's two beggars there, but we really don't know anything about the other one. The Holy Spirit wanted to really illumine this man. And so we hear about Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And at this point in his life, he's begging. He's sitting on the road to Jericho, begging for whatever he can hope to get from whoever passes by. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about him in a minute. But let's go to these other people, because going on ahead of the multitude, we find out from the Gospel of Luke that among the multitude, there was a group that went ahead, that led the way. And that's how it's described in the Gospel of Luke, those who went ahead. Bartimaeus hears this multitude. His first reaction might have been, "Wow, sounds like money. I think this might be a good day. I haven't heard voices like that in a long time. That's a whole lot louder. I wonder what in the world's going on. Hey, guys. Hey, anybody? Anybody? What's all that noise about? What's all that commotion? It sounds like there's a crowd out there. Did somebody get hurt? Is there some kind of... What's going on? And they say, oh, that's Jesus. That crowd, they're following Jesus. Jesus is coming down the road. You know Jesus of Nazareth? And apparently he's heard of him. What do you think has sprang up in his chest? This man sitting there day after day after day, just hope. Don't you love when hope ignites in your chest? Oh, man, you hear something you have longed to hear, and you can scarce believe your ears when it hits. You mean like, not just like Jesus. You mean Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah, he's coming down the road. And so he starts screaming, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus. Can you blame him? Yeah. Oh, sitting in the dirt, begging, blind. Yeah. Wow. Desperation. And these folks that are ahead of the multitude, they're like, whoa, buddy. Shh, knock it off. Whoa, man. Stop already. Be quiet. Now, when you read that, when you heard that, whenever you've encountered that in this passage of Scripture, what do you think about these guys? This multitude that told, I mean, these people that came by and told him, hey, knock it off. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah. What do you think, John?
Like a lot of ordinary people.
Wow. Joan, you got a smile. You got a beautiful smile on your face. What do you think about them? Any? They didn't want to be seen with him. Yeah. You know that word that says he cried out? It's the word in Greek, krazo. K-R-A-Z-O. Does it sound like anything in English to you? What? Crazy. In Greek usage, that word is used to talk about the rantings of insane people. Ooh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, here's this beggar. Listen to this guy. He's nuts. He's a kook. Listen to this guy. Knock it off already. Don't you realize who's coming down the road? Jesus is coming down the road. You ought not behave like that. Jesus! What do you think of these guys? Huh? Made them uncomfortable. Probably.